Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself.
Hey guys, welcome back to my Attraction HQ podcast. Yay, it's that time of the week again. I hope you're looking forward to this by now. I've been going for a while. Anyway, what I want to speak to you about today is a bit of a controversial thinking point, which is, should women approach men? Question mark. As you can see, I've got another woman in the room. Oh, yeah. See here. But you will see as well, she's a very pretty woman. Her name is Neria, and she's a founder of the Happy World Company. Now, Neria, I met at a party a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a month ago now, and I was like, she's a really cool girl. I was like, okay, I like her vibe. I have to get her on to my podcast. And the first thing that she talks about when she walks through the door today in my home is, oh, she's done a video on YouTube, and you know, for you guys, if you follow me on YouTube now, I do something similar, which is experimenting with what happens when a woman approaches a man. And I wanted to throw this out there to you, because over my years of working in kind of like dating and stuff, I've had a lot of guys say to me, it's like, oh, you know, why is it my job? Why do I always have to make the effort? And some guys, honestly, and I'm not even criticizing if this is you, but we'll think that women have it like a piece of cake, like dating and love is so easy that we just like chill out, and then you have to go through that fear of rejection. And so thinking about what would really happen if the tables are turned, does it work the other way around? Would you even like it if it happened? And so to discuss this with me today, I have Neria. So question about your YouTube video, how did the guys react to you coming and kind of chatting them up?
Okay, so most of them, they asked me twice when I said, do you want to date me? The first time, they didn't understand me. No. It was so new for them. Exactly. They were like, what? Excuse me? I was like, would you date me? And then it's funny because most of them, I have to say, only the ones that had girlfriend, they didn't feel comfortable. But everyone else had such a big smile. I mean, you can watch the video. Everyone else was happy about it, was surprised, but was like, whoa, this is like a gift. Thank you very much. And in the past, I have very good experiences with guys that I approach myself. You know these guys that look interesting, but they look shy as well? This is kind of, maybe it's my type, right? Like, I kind of like guys that are not all over the place sometimes, right? Like, they have their own space, let's say. And they, you know, sometimes they don't approach you. And I've always been interested in this kind of looks that are interesting guys. You know, you're not sure what it's about. So
what would you say to approach a guy?
Well, I remember, I mean, when I did the video, I was just going directly saying, oh, you look really good, or you look interesting, or you look cool. Can I talk to you for a moment? And then they will be like, yeah, sure. Okay, great. So what are you doing here? I will just have a normal conversation, nothing extreme. Just be yourself, you know, speak about whatever comes. Maybe what are you doing here today? Are you having fun? Are you enjoying?
Because I found whenever I've done this to guys, which I have done, if you look at my YouTube as well, some of me handing out sunflowers, generally, like, they've received it well and they've been happy.
Yeah.
But have they then taken any initiative in the conversation to set stuff up with me?
So, no. Yeah, so I tried being quiet a little bit instead of... So I kind of went there, but instead of doing the whole work myself, I would say, can I talk to you for a moment? Yeah, sure. And then I will stay quiet. So they were the ones at the end asking me for the phone number or doing the work. It wasn't me kind of doing it. So I tried several ways. One was doing it, like, can I date you? And another way was more like chilling and like letting them lead the conversation and do the work. So they took responsibility. It was so easy for me to get them taking responsibility and doing the work that they would normally do if they approach you. Mm-hmm. So they felt like they achieved something in a way.
Right. So, and I think this is the thing. So I think for guys, you might think it'd be like a wonderful world where there's like maybe a woman who is particularly sexual or was really open or really direct. But I've found generally by and large, and you know, I've known a lot of people to experiment in this area. Generally that kind of guys won't be so into that as a thing, or they might kind of have a bit of a conversation, but will they take things further from there? Not so much. So I think a lot of the time it's about, for the woman, the best thing that women can do is to create that opportunity and then let the guy take that step forward. So if we're reversing this around for a second for the relevancy things, we're not teaching girls to approach guys, so that's cool too.
And, which is okay.
Yeah, which we're both down with.
Yeah.
But for guys to approach girls, a lot of the time now, obviously Neri and I, we both work in like personal development, so you'd think we'd be pretty open-minded to different things. Most women haven't sat down and thought about this as a possibility, right?
Yeah.
Like they might think that, you know, lots of women will hesitate to wink at a guy or message a guy on a dating app or a dating site. That's how locked into passivity they are. So you, if you're kind of waiting for her, that you've been waiting a long time, but what you can start to interpret as a woman's positive signals might shift around a bit. For instance, if you're approaching a woman, a lot of the time, because when you see a woman, I think this is correct, you're pretty sure straight away if you're attracted to her or not. And then pretty quickly after that, you could think, well, this would be more of a short-term casual thing for me, or this has potential to maybe be something more significant just through how you're engaging with her. Now, because of that, that's your view onto the world. And so when you get a woman in front of you, who's not giving you that automatic approval and their face isn't like lighting up like, oh, great, this is a man that I'm really attracted to, you can misinterpret that as a form of rejection. In fact, one of the best signs that you can look out for at the start of an interaction is she's giving you an opportunity to continue the interaction.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like when I'm teaching guys or have taught guys to approach women, you know, during the daytime or on the streets, I'm looking and if she stood there looking at him, like even she's looking at him like he's from Mars, if she stood there and she's listening and she's still and she's calm, I'm like, this is going pretty well.
Yeah.
Because that is her giving him some invitation and some approval. So a lot of the time women will not, as although I'm kind of cool with it being the other way around, I think a lot of the time women won't intuitively begin the interaction, but what they might do is they might give you space to begin it. You know, that's their opportunity. Another little example is if she's hanging out, you've just met her recently and she's hanging out with you a lot. She's probably waiting to see what the vibe of the interaction is going to be and if you're going to take that step forward. So really a lot of the time it's reliant on you being kind of like you're the catalyst in the interaction, right? She's giving you space. She's not quite sure what the dynamic of the relationship is. If she's physically, if she's attracted to you in a sexual way or just more of a friend. And what space you go into in her life, a lot of the time is going to be dictated by your actions towards her when she's giving you the room to do that.
I think when we don't like someone, we're so obvious. Like, so if we give any signs, it's usually positive, right?
Right. And a positive is usually like a maybe.
Yeah, it's a maybe. It's a maybe. Because if we, usually when we don't want or we don't like, we obvious. We don't give signs. Yeah. So it's like, you know, just wait for something a little bit.
Right.
And it's enough.
And I think that women take a bit of time, right, to come to a decision sometimes about what's like.
Exactly, right?
As you described it, like, oh, he's a bit, this is the feeling of attraction from him. It's not like, oh, he's fit. Which is like, what? Doesn't make any sense to us. What we'll say is like, just as you said, it's like, oh, he's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm a bit curious about him.
Exactly. Yeah. And that is an open door almost. Right. Right? Because we're kind of doubting. So it's,
So female attraction, a lot of the time, begins with intrigue. And that's why we're such suckers for stuff like romantic stories, because we're like, oh, I met this guy and there was just something about him and we found out that we both liked the same kind of thing and there's just this one thing he said to me that's really stood in my mind. That's like how women talk about, like,
yeah,
a guy that they just met that they're into, you know?
Yeah.
And no, and this is the same for romantic novels as well. If, honest, no gut joke, very rarely is the man's physical appearance described in romantic novels. What we find, though, is we learn aspects of his personality.
Yeah, he was funny, or he made me laugh, or he said something cute.
And he said this one thing to me really intensely. What do you think it means? Yeah. I've literally had, like, yeah. That's why I spent...
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
45 minutes yesterday with one of my female friends talking about one line that one guy said to her and, like, trying to
analyze it.
We'll analyze the shit out of that. So that's what you're like. Whilst it would be amazing if everyone... And I also don't know, you know, I used to think, like, be a big believer in things being more egalitarian, like, oh yeah, guys approach guys approach guys, all neutral. However, I kind of think that usually, just in a heteronormative perspective, like between heterosexual people, people kind of become a bit hotter when they step into their masculine or their feminine. So if a guy is more manly, and that could be just simple things like, you know, taking initiative, moving the interaction forward, asking for the phone number. And if a woman is more feminine, like, often I think she becomes kind of sexier. So whilst you might want a woman to walk up to you, I think actually if this happened in reality, and I think this is borne out by YouTube, that if she was like, hey, do you want to go on a date? You'd be suspicious of that, because it'd be so, yeah. It'd be so weird. Yeah. And so, like, unfeminine in a way, not in a negative way.
Most of the guys were looking for the camera, were like, kind of, are you gonna sell me something, or this isn't, what is this, right? So they were doubting at the beginning. But the thing is, I mean, if I can say, like, the thing is, what is doesn't make sense is, like, you know when you see someone you like and they never come to you,
right? That's annoying.
Exactly, that is a big shame, because seriously, I've met guys that were so interesting. I was dating them for a while. And it's because I step into them. Mm-hmm. If not, I would probably have never, ever met them.
Yeah.
So that's why, for me, approaching guys is something, is into my reality. Because I think sometimes you have to do it, right? Because they're not doing it.
Yeah.
So they're not going to do
it. And I think, you know, another insight into the fabulous female world is, I've honestly had conversations. This is a gem I got from my grandmother. And it's not meant sexually. It's not meant in a rude way. But she would say, with men, you have to go in the back door. And it sounds a bit pornographic. But what it actually means is, and this is a well-known female truth that is openly discussed, is like, if you want a guy to do something, he has to feel like it's his idea.
Yeah.
So we plot and conspire to make you think that you did it.
Exactly.
And in fact, we've just tried to orchestrate the perfect environment.
Yeah. And I think we're good at that as well.
We are good. So, we are good.
Cheer people up, even if it's our, you know.
Yeah, so like, I'm so pleased you said that in my reality too, if I see a romantic opportunity or something, I will do something about it. But I'm sneaky. Like, the things that I've done. So, you know, what I'll do is I'll make sure that, like, he sees me and I'm visually there and we've exchanged eye contact. He's aware of my presence. Then I might have a very short, very incidental interaction with him about, I don't know, something that isn't that meaningful. Then I'll leave early. So imagine it's a party. I'll leave probably after 30, 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. Then I'll just make sure he can see me in his space, and I'll be fluttering around talking to other people, and gradually I'll just be trying to build up. This is such a, I don't believe I'm admitting this, like my visibility in his consciousness, because I want him to be like, yo, she's there, she's lovely. And then to be kind of like, and to, you know, to lock his vision, and then for him to come forward as well.
Yeah, to attract him more than, yeah.
Yeah. So I am becoming semi-pro, I'd like to think, at this point. She says, though, I've literally had like, I've had like two dates this whole year. That's been, I'm off, everyone knows, I'm off dating right now anyway. So I'm going to keep I'm locking myself away.
Lots of guys now are crying.
No, they're not. You're safe. I'm meditating for the next year. I've made a promise to myself. But generally, that's the kind of stuff that women will think about. So it kind of, she's not going to give you like the all out, she's not going to jump on you. She's a woman, you know, she's going to think that would be like, you know, anyway, women are naturally more wary. Added on to that, she doesn't want to like give everything straight away. That wouldn't be the right to, and it's sort of unsatisfying as well, because that would spoil the intrigue and the mystery that is so important to women becoming attracted to you at the start. So she's not going to do that. But what she might be thinking is, how can I create the opportunity for him to take the step forward that I want? Mm-hmm. And that's a canny female mindset. So if you're looking for her to approach you in the way that you'd approach her, unlikely to happen, unless Neria and I are out having a drink, then it might happen. You walked into the wrong bar.
No, next video will be more like that.
Yeah.
Like just saying hi or something from the distance.
Yeah. But generally, for the women that are probably in your life, I'd be looking out for stuff that's a lot more subtle than that, a lot more get in the female mindset. What's she doing to get you to say hello to her? And I think it'll be orchestrating. I mean, I remember I used to do this at school. This is so embarrassing. I'd be like, right, he's going to be leaving history class at like 2:30 on a Friday. So if I just walk down that corridor, then we're going to cross paths. I used to drop my books in front of guys. I was such an idiot, honestly. it's like, no wonder I'm still single, really. No wonder.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of stuff you go like, oh, okay, how can I be in his area? How can I create an opportunity for us to hang out? Mm. How can I make sure he sees me? How can I spend more time with him? This is a much more like, traditional female way of creating that opportunity. So if you're clocking this, she might not be giving you the strongest like come here tiger signals ever, but if she's trying to spend more time with you, she's trying to cross paths with you, you find that she finds reasons to text you or message you, she probably likes you. Yes. She's probably sat there waiting for you to ask her out.
She's crazy about you.
So I think when we're thinking about the perfect reality, it's like, I think a lot of the time, and I'm sure you're aware of these missed opportunities, women are probably hitting on you already. They're just doing it in such a girl way that you're not aware of it just yet. Because you know what? Women really want to meet men too, like, honestly.
Yeah, of
like,
course. Yeah. We need you guys.
Life gets a bit boring so otherwise. Much. Oh my gosh. So yeah. I think maybe if you're looking at your life and reevaluating, thinking, should women approach men? I'd argue they already are approaching you. Probably haven't clocked it yet. And honestly, if they approached you in the same way that you approach them, it would be mayhem and probably everyone would be confused and suspicious, not attracted to one another. Mm-hmm. So look out for the female way that she's hitting on you. Then if that happens, you know what? No risk, no reward. Mm-hmm. It can be as simple as saying, if you're messaging her or she's hanging out with you, get one-on-one time. That's what you want. You need one-on-one time. So you say, hey, let's go grab a drink next week. I wanted to check out this new bar. Or hey, let's go for a, it's, you know, hey, it's Christmas. Let's get a drink before the new year. You know, be casual and state what you want and state a simple plan. And she will, if she's interested, want to spend time with you one-on-one, and that will be very exciting to her. But you won't ever know.
Definitely.
Unless you ask.
Exactly.
Anyway, so if the guys are listening, if they want to check out that YouTube video, where do they find out about you?
It's called Woman Approaching Men, and it's in under my YouTube channel, which is Nerea Carrion, NereaCarrion. But if you Google me, I'm sure you'll find it. And again, this was an experiment to see the reactions, and I was approaching men almost in the way men will approach women, just to see what happens. And it was really fun. So just have a look.
I can't wait to check it out.
Yeah.
That's it. And I'm like, let's double team. Let's take them down. Okay, I'm getting carried away. I'm getting overexcited. So I should probably go. But as usual, obviously, if you want to find out more about me, I'm at hayleyquinn.com. Obviously, I've got my podcast, my YouTube, just so much free content out there. And also loads of helpful courses on my website if you want to know how to say hello more effectively. Also, if you've liked this podcast, or you thought we're two crazy girls, or you just think whatever, we do this for free. Like, people just travel to East London, which is a long way usually from where most people live, in order to sit with me on my couch and give time to, you know, this is a fun project for me, but I have some real intent here where I actually would like, you know, I really want you to have better relationships with the women in your life. So if you like it, please share it, send it to a friend that you think could do with some motivation, comment on it, subscribe. We love your listens. So thank you again, and I will be back next week with another Attraction HQ podcast. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.